It's Friday, June 22nd. John chapter 12, verse 37. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him. The problem here was not that they didn't have enough signs. There were other underlying issues. People don't always want to see things for what they are. There's something that takes place when we do. For one, we need to admit we were wrong. And two, there is usually a change that needs to come along with it. No one can make anyone see things if a person is not willing to see it. And no one can change a person if they are not willing to change. They have to be willing to see with their own eyes and to change in their own heart and mind. In the scripture above, Jesus gave them an opportunity through many signs to see who he was and believe in him. Why didn't they believe? Because of their will. We can teach, we can train, and we can go out of our way to make sure we do all that we need to do to help people. But what it comes down to is if their will is not in it, and they are not willing to see, listen, and take action, nothing is going to happen. They just aren't willing, and we may never know why. We just need to do our part and move on. Sometimes we don't want to change because we are not willing. Other times it's because we like what we hear and see around us. John chapter 12, verse 43. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Some of us love the praise of men more. How sad is that? We care more about what people may say or think about us than what God has to say. And because of this, we let them control our thinking, our actions, and all that we do. Man did not influence Jesus, nor did they pressure him into doing anything or have control over him. John chapter 5, verse 41. I do not receive honor from men. Man could not move Jesus. Jesus was moved by his Father only. Is our will lining up with God's will for us today? Or is it lining up with man's will for us because we love the praise from their lips? Know this, that man is fickle, and as soon as we say no or disagree with them, they will turn their backs on us like they never knew us. God will stick with us through thick and thin. If you know someone who will be encouraged by this, feel free to share it with them. For more uplifting messages from Pastor Kurt and Pastor Ellie, visit mybibleverseoftheday.org. And for more on Apostle Audio voiceovers, go to apostleaudio.com.